Welcome to the Closet Mastery Course, creating a magical space where children love to learn. You are listening to Lesson 10, Supporting Change. Your presenter is Marianne Johnson.
In this lesson, you will discover ways to support the changes you would like to make. We will briefly cover what you can do if you lack vision for your family. This topic is important because in order to really live the five rules of engagement, we are going to have to make some changes in how we behave, think, and feel. Carrie Patterson writes a column for Vital Smarts. I really like reading his messages, and I'd like to share one of them with you. When Carrie was a small boy, he would go to the movies on Saturday afternoon. On one of those matinee outings, he saw a newsreel showing a boxcar derby. He was so excited and decided that he would build one and enter the race. Not living in an affluent neighborhood, he had to scrounge the dump and neighborhood for parts. He found everything that he needed, the wheels being the hardest thing to come by. All was going well until he began putting on the wheels. One of the axle pieces had a big knot right where the nail had to be driven in, and Carrie just didn't have the strength to do the job. So he asked his dad, who was a factory worker. His dad tiredly replied, "I'll get to it later." Carrie asked a number of times, but his overworked dad never did get to it later. Carrie said, "My race car sat in our basement completely finished minus one wheel. I protected my homely little vehicle until the next spring when the rain subsided, and I hoped I'd have another chance to race in the Derby. But a boy can only hold on to a newsreel vision for so long. So one day, when my brother Bill needed a piece of rope, he took it off the steering mechanism of my car. And I didn't even put up a fuss. I had let go of my dream. A couple weeks later, I detached the wooden soapbox to use as a control module on the stovepipe rocket ship I was now making in the backyard. Then I stripped away the remaining lumber to be used as fuel for the rocket ship's inaugural flight. Eventually, all that remained of my dream car was four wheels, bitter reminders of a job never finished." What made Carrie remember this incident was his current battle over weight loss. When he decided to lose weight, he tried many diets, all to no avail. Eventually, he got serious and found healthier, less sugary and fatty foods that he actually enjoyed eating. He learned how to eat smaller, less caloric meals to avoid being hungry so often. And he started exercising by engaging in activities he actually enjoyed. Next came weighing himself daily, followed by learning which restaurants carried healthy foods he liked, and so forth. Still, he just wasn't seeing the results that he wanted. So he finally got a trainer, and the magic happened. He lost the weight. Was the trainer the magic bullet that helped him make the change? Carrie says no. It was the trainer plus everything else he had already done. Looking back at the possibility that he might not have gotten the trainer, Carrie said this: "The thought of putting in 90% of the work only to enjoy not 90%, but precious little of the benefits gave me the willies." From recent research conducted at Vital Smarts, we find that when people use four or more change strategies when trying to reach a goal, they are four times more likely to succeed than those who use three or fewer. This encouraging data certainly supports the idea that when you're faced with challenging and persistent problems, you need to add to and adjust your plans until you eventually break through to success. So let's engage the question of when we learn about something that we really want to do, why don't we do it? Why don't we make changes? Why do the changes we make not last? It is usually because, like Carrie and his weight loss, we often don't persist and put into place enough support strategies to tip us over the edge. Listen to what one mother said about their experience when they wanted to create a magical learning space for their children. "We attended the first Core and Love of Learning seminar when the TJ Ed ingredients were first given. That is when we learned the concept of the closet. We left the seminar excited and ready to implement a dozen new things in our homeschool. Unfortunately, everything didn't go as planned. We made a couple of tries, which amounted to about 2 days each, and let the idea kind of fall by the wayside with the hope that we would come back to it later. 6 years later, here we are, ready to try again. As the time passes, good intentions turn into apathy. Apathy reverts to old habits, and old habits become guilt. Let's put down the guilt right now and pick up progress. And I'm here to help you, and you can do this. The 6 strategies for supporting change that I'm going to give you come from the book Influencer by Kerry Patterson and his associates at Vital Smarts. In order to support the changes you want to make, let's consider these 6 strategies. 1. Value and vision. When someone takes my class, they may want to make changes because they want their children to love to learn. They want to stop pushing and getting into power struggles over when and what a child will learn. Many want to create a more peaceful, warm, and inviting learning environment. Instead of just focusing on what you learn in a book or training, think about the underlying values that you really want. For example, ultimately what I want is a good relationship and feeling for my child. As you link the behavior changes you want to make, the values you care about, chances are better that you will make those changes. In other words, ask yourself the questions. Why am I choosing to engage in home education? What are the final outcomes that matter most to me? Why do I want a closet? How do I want my children to feel? Your family mission statement can help clarify what your family's bottom line values really are. 2. Advanced learning. Most training gets you started on a new path, but then you need to extend and broaden your understanding. Talk with other parents about what you heard, then read. It is very valuable to read the classics on leadership education. Whatever you do, keep learning on the topic in which you are trying to affect change. 3. Meet with your spouse or yourself. At the end of a training or book, lay out a plan to implement what you learned. Decide what you can do and then begin. Remember to make meeting with your spouse manageable for both of you. Don't discount your spouse. Really investigate ways to seek their help. If all else fails, meet with yourself and put your plan on paper. 4. A circle of support. Find one or two people who have read the book or been through the training. Discuss common problems and work together to improve your ability to live new principles. You can really improve your skills by getting honest feedback in a safe environment and by being accountable to someone else. 5. Reward yourself and your family for living in a new way, behaving in a new way, and doing something better. Go to the movie. Take everyone out for ice cream or go camping, something that you and everyone will enjoy and look forward to. If you create your family mission statement, for example, celebrate and let everyone know what the reward will be up front. Everyone likes to be rewarded for good work. 6. Reminders. When you meet with your spouse or yourself, talk about what is working and what isn't working. What corrections are you making or do you need to make? Review the values that matter to you and the new principles you are working to implement. Now, what if you don't know why you're doing this? You need a vision and goals. You need to write a statement in story form. Tell yourself what it feels like to have what you want. Use a lot of feeling and emotion. Values give direction and vision gives inspiration. I refer you to leadershipeducationfamilybuilder.com and their course on a vision walk for further help in developing your vision for your family. Let's review what we've learned about supporting change. Attach a change you want to make to a value you really care about. If you don't have a vision, do the work to get one. Keep learning on the topic in which you are trying to affect change. Meet with your spouse or yourself and put a plan on paper. Utilize a circle of support. Reward yourself and your family for a job well done. Before moving on to Lesson 11, complete the thinking exercises and the to-do list from your workbook for this lesson.